Title: 5 New Laws. California Governor Approves Employee-Friendly Laws. Content: The 2017 California Legislature adjourned on September 15, 2017, and resulted in more than 700 bills being sent to Governor Jerry Brown's desk for approval. Although the deadline for the governor to sign new bills into law does not officially expire until October 15, the governor has already given his stamp of approval to a handful of new employment laws that will take effect on January 1, 2018, including one from the California Chamber of Commerce's annual list of job killers. Below is a summary of the major bills recently signed into law. Prohibition on salary history inquiries and a new duty to disclose pay scales, AB 168, effective January 1, 2018. Employers are barred from seeking or inquiring into a job applicant's salary history, compensation, and benefits. Further, employers must now disclose pay scales for a position upon request from an applicant. As we noted in August while reporting on San Francisco's recently enacted parity in pay ordinance, a growing number of state and municipal governments have attempted to combat race and gender pay disparities by prohibiting inquiries into job applicants' prior salary or limiting the circumstances under which employers may use salary history information. Furthering this trend, AB 168 will add Section 432.3 to the California Labor Code and bar employers from directly or indirectly seeking or inquiring into a job applicant's salary history information, including compensation and benefits. It will also make it unlawful for employers to use an applicant's salary history information to determine whether to extend a job offer or to decide what salary to offer an applicant. Supporters of the law believe that the measure will help erode the gender wage gap impacting several industries, including the tech industry. AB 168 does not encompass obtaining or using salary history information disclosable to the public under federal or state law. Additionally, the law does not prohibit applicants from disclosing their salary history information voluntarily and without prompting. In such circumstances, AB 168 permits a prospective employer to consider or rely upon the voluntarily disclosed information when determining an applicant's compensation, subject to the Equal Pay Act's caveat that prior salary cannot, by itself, be used as a justification for any disparity in compensation between employees of different races, sexes, or ethnicities. Significantly, while AB 168 deals primarily with prohibitions against seeking out or using salary history information, it also requires companies to disclose the pay scale for a position to any applicant for employment, upon reasonable request. New parental leave mandates for small employers, SB 63, on January 1, 2018, employers with 20-plus employees must provide child bonding leave under the new Parent Leave Act. Under the California Family Rights Act, the CFRA, companies with 50 or more employees must provide eligible employees with up to 12 weeks of unpaid, job-protected leave during a 12-month period to care for a parent, a spouse, or a child with a serious health condition, because an employee's own serious health condition prevents the employee from performing the functions of his or her job, and or for the purpose of bonding with their child within 1 year of the child's birth or placement of the child with the employee through adoption or foster care, i.e., child bonding leave. To be eligible for leave under CFRA, an employee must have 12 months of service with a covered employer, at least 1,250 hours of service with the employer during the 12-month period preceding their leave, and be employed at a location where the employer has at least 50 employees within a 75-mile radius. SB 63, otherwise known as the New Parent Leave Act, extends the obligation to provide child bonding leave to employers with 20 or more employees by adding Section 12,945.6 to the California Government Code. Beginning on January 1, 2018, employers with 20 to 49 employees must provide child bonding leave to employees working at locations with at least 20 employees within a 75-mile radius. As with child bonding provided under the CFRA, an employee must have 12 months of service with a covered employer and at least 1,250 hours of service during the 12-month period prior to his/her leave in order to be eligible for leave. The law explicitly prohibits employers from int.